From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russian teams of emergency workers and investigators searched a snow-covered field outside Moscow today, looking for body fragments and clues after a plane crashed a day earlier, killing all 71 people on board, including the crew and three children. Some wonder if weather was the cause. Temperature was around minus 5 degrees Celsius, with periodic snowfall when the Antonov 148 took off for the city of Orsk, about 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. The weekend raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli jet fighter. It all began with an alleged Iranian drone entering Israeli airspace. David Lesh is a Middle East scholar at Trinity University.
The Israelis, for a while, when they look across the Golan Heights, that is the border between Syria and Israel, they tend to see not Syria, they tend to see Iran. And if that's the case, Israel is going to take action, not going to hesitate to take military action against what they deem as a threat to their interests.
The U.S. supports the Israeli airstrikes. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Sunday that the U.S. would stick to the fight against Islamic State.
First mission, finish off ISIS physical caliphate that is still underway. For those of you who've been on the plane, remember me saying the fight's not over against ISIS. It's not over. It goes on. There's been tough fighting the last week.
Mattis stressed that the battle against Islamic State was easier to conduct if in Iraq, where the U.S. could work with the government, and that U.S. forces would stick to their mission in Syria of targeting Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held talks with his counterpart in the Egyptian capital of Cairo on Monday as part of a week-long trip to the Middle East. Edward Uranian has more for VOA.
Secretary Tillerson held a joint news conference with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sama Shoukry at the old Foreign Ministry compound, highlighting topics of concern to both countries, including the fight against terrorism and U.S. concerns about Egypt's presidential elections.
The United States, as it does in all countries, supports a transparent and credible electoral process.
When asked about alleged political oppression in Egypt, Foreign Minister Shoukry responded that the political process takes a long time to evolve, but that Egyptians have expressed their views at the ballot box, along with changing their government several times during the past 7 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The meeting with Shoukry comes as Egypt is undertaking a major military operation in Sinai. As a matter of fact, in that crackdown, Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants and arrested 92 over the weekend, part of the campaign to crush Islamist insurgents blamed for a string of attacks. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban confirmed Monday its deputy chief was among several militants killed in a recent U.S. drone strike near Pakistan's volatile border with Afghanistan. While American officials rarely comment on Pakistan-specific anti-terrorism drone operations, tribal sources and local intelligence officials at the time had confirmed Sanja and his fighters were returning home from their adjacent Afghan province of Khost when missiles fired from an unmanned aircraft hit their vehicle. Separatist fighters in Cameroon killed 3 soldiers and wounded 4 others during an attack in the English-speaking southwest. Separatists have killed 25 soldiers and policemen in raids over the past year in a bid to gain independence for the region. The British government is warning charities and humanitarian relief organizations it will withdraw public funding if they fail to establish effective internal reviews to prevent and investigate sexual predatory behavior and abuse by their aid workers. The warning comes in the wake of disclosures that one of the country's biggest charities, Oxfam, failed to disclose its dismissal in the 2011 senior aid workers who paid local prostitutes, some likely underage, for sex parties in Haiti in the wake of devastating earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. And President Trump is set today to unveil his long-awaited $1.5 trillion plan to tackle the nation's crumbling infrastructure. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.